You feel her hands as they gently caress your back, while simultaneously pushing you down. You've been in this position so many times before, but every time she bends you over like this, with your face down and your ass up, you get shaky and nervous. You feel intimidated and vulnerable. But as soon as you've reached your intended position, she begins to massage you back into calmness. The gesture is sensual and sends a shiver down your spine as she continues to establish her dominance. But it also alleviates your anxieties and makes your breathing steady. The noises you make go from gasps of appreciation to relaxed yet impatient little mews, which in turn elicits a slight smug laugh from her. Even though you feel safe, you're well aware that she's in control, and from her position, she has no problem acknowledging this either. One of her hands slides all the way down your back and continues its descent, and you feel your arse cheek get squeezed. You yelp a little bit, startled, and once again she shushes you. The squeeze quickly turns into a soft rubbing motion, followed by a light smack that once again makes you yelp. You're very responsive today, aren't you? You say nothing, instead letting out a little grunt in the affirmative, and her teasing laughter continues to fill your ears, making your heart leap and your face begin to burn. You clamp your mouth shut, but can't completely silence the desperate little whine that rumbles in your throat as you feel her finger press against your hole. It's cold, slick with the lubricant she's now applying to your opening. I'm gonna take good care of you, pet. Soon, her finger is pressing against your hole, and it isn't long before it penetrates. She's done this all so many times before. But the ease in which she's able to open you, compared to how reluctant your body was during your anal play training sessions, makes you feel so slutty. And it's fucking amazing. But it also makes you shudder with the realization that she's changed you from someone who can only get off from cock stimulation to a pet that can feel just as good getting fucked in the arse by her. Is my little butt slut feeling good? Another finger enters you, and you moan. Maybe you just want my fingers tonight, Another jolt of pleasure racks your body as you hear her call you a butt slut with such a sweet and approving tone. You shake your head and plead, but you're quickly interrupted by another gentle shush and a coo. Shh. I can't say no to this cute butt of yours. I will be inside of you soon. Don't worry. A third finger enters you, and you arch your back further to give her more access. She rewards you by rubbing your arse as she continues to finger you, and she begins to praise your obedience. So cute. So brave for me. Such a good pet. Such a perfect butt slut for me. Her fingers slowly slide out, and you pout in protest. But your mild outburst is cut short when you feel the head of her strap against your hole, and her hands spreading your cheeks. Shh. No words. Just let me use that ass. Your breath quickens, and you release a high, keening moan as she effortlessly slides into you. Her descent inside of you is slow, and it feels like ages before the tip of her strap finally presses against your prostate and her thighs meet yours. Fireworks go off in your head as she lets go of your cheeks and returns her hands to your hips, holding you still. She slowly pulls back out again, before once again entering into your depths. You're finally able to catch your breath as the strap prods your prostate yet again, forcing another moan from your quivering lips. You mutter out whimpers of approval. Please, fuck me. Fuck me deeper. She simply laughs gently and slaps your ass. It isn't enough to hurt, but you can feel your cheek wiggle, and once again your face gets hot. The realization dawning on you again that she has complete and utter control over your body, and you gave it to her, not only willingly, but enthusiastically. Such a good slut. She begins to rail you in earnest now, her hips slapping against yours, the sound making her giggle with delight. Her hands move up from your hips to the small of your back, and she gently scratches you. Coos replace the giggles, and soon the coos become more words of encouragement and praise. Back that ass up for me, pet. Oh, that's it. That's right. You're doing so fucking good for me. You look so handsome. So beautiful. You clench your fists and grab the sheets, fighting the urge to reach underneath yourself and grab your cock. That would be bad. You aren't a bad pet that touches your cock without permission. You're a good and slutty pet that takes her strap and waits for her hand to stroke you. Suddenly, she leans forward onto you, her lips meeting your ear and her tits pressing against your back. They feel so soft and warm against you, and her nipples poking ever so slightly against your skin makes you sigh in happiness. I love you, she whispers into your ear, and then kisses it. The kisses travelling from your ear to your neck. Your heart skips a beat as you hear those three amazing words, followed by her moaning as well. And you repeat them to her with a shaky voice, drunk with submissive bliss. To show her appreciation, she increases her speed. The room is soon filled with the sound of her fucking your ass with a quick, steady rhythm. Her strap inside of you feels so normal, so natural. This is how it's meant to be. You're meant to serve her in every way. Sometimes she wants your cock. Sometimes your tongue. But today, she wants your ass. She takes and you give. You're desperate to have more and more of her inside of you, to get your prostate stimulated even more. Your cock begins to slap against your stomach, but you still refuse to give in to your urges and keep your hands firmly beside you. You're a good pet, after all. The activity between your legs hasn't gone ignored by her, and she begins to tease the head of your cock with her fingers, once again giggling into your ear. You gasp in surprise, your surprise quickly turning into frustration as she then uses her index finger and thumb to gently and slowly knead your head. Does my cute butt slut need some attention here, Do you want me to play with your cock too? You attempt to scream out, yes, please. But your compromised condition leaves you a blubbering mess that can only whine incoherently. Still, she somehow understands what you're saying and wraps her hand around your cock. Continuing to lovingly kiss your neck, she begins to stroke you in tune to her thrusts. You do your best to continue to move your hips in unison with hers. You fuck her hand and she fucks your ass. Your senses are completely overwhelmed as you're flooded with pleasure from both sides. You're running on automatic now, acting entirely on instinct and only concerned with how good it feels to be used like this. Somewhere, in the back of your consciousness, you acknowledge that she's managed to come, and through the haze of ecstasy, you're soon able to make out that she's speaking to you again with a very satisfied bent in her voice. Does my butt slut want to come? Coming? Oh, yeah. Coming. Coming. Coming feels really good. Coming when she tells you to is the best thing ever. It takes all of the strength in the world for you just to say, please. And you feel her strap press firmly against your prostate. Her hand furiously pistons your shaft, while her thumb grazes against your head. Make a mess for me, pet. You scream out your release, shaking beneath her as your balls are drained. It jets out beneath you, first with force, but then dying down to spurts. Throughout it all, your scream ebbs away into an exhausted, mewling whimper of total happiness. She kisses at your ear as her strokes slow to a stop, then wipes the remaining cum against your stomach. You finally collapse, shivering in the afterglow, your mind melted by her treatment. You're vaguely aware of the strap being removed from your arse, and suddenly you feel very empty and a little bit frightened, part of you not able to process the intense lovemaking you'd just been subjected to. But it's all swept away as once again she grabs you from behind, her soft, strong arms holding you in a protective, loving embrace. You lazily roll around to face her, and your lips meet. The kiss ends, and she strokes your cheek before gently taking you by the chin and repositioning you to lay your head just above her breasts. You can feel her heart beating against your neck, and you breathe in her scent before letting out a sigh. You're so good for me, pet. I am so lucky. You did such a good job. Her voice begins to fade away as she squeezes you tighter. You nuzzle into her neck, and the soft melody of her praise, mixed with the beating of her heart, acts as a lullaby that sends you into a deep, deep sleep.